Now, LakeCountryToday.com Sports. Here's Scott McLeod.
Last night at Kurtz Field, GCNSU scored early. Flagler scored late, but the Bobcats held on for a 6-4 win in the first game of the Peach Belt Conference Baseball Championship Series. John Luke Lanton picked up his 10th win, Lex Kenny his 6th save. The Bobcats got 2 RBI from Evan Cowan. The teams play again today at 2 o'clock. A win sends the Bobcats to the Southeast Regional.
More playoff baseball is on tap today, this time in high school. In the GHSA, Lake Oconee Academy will be in the Class A Division II semifinals with home games against defending state champ Charlton County. The teams will play a doubleheader today with the if-necessary game Saturday. In the GIAA, it's also semifinal time. In AA, Gatewood, the top seed, will host 4th seed Southwest Georgia, and 3rd seed Piedmont will play at Edmund Burke, the number 2 seed. In AAA baseball, 4th seeded John Milledge will be at home to play 8th seeded Valwood, which upset number 1 Pinewood. All 3 series are best of 3 as well. Saturday, Lake Oconee Academy girls tennis team takes on Telfair County for a state championship. After a first-round bye, the Lady Titans have posted wins over Christian Heritage, ECI, and Johnson County to get to the finals, which will be played in Rome. GHSA state track and field meets got underway yesterday. Some were delayed by rain and lightning. They'll conclude Saturday at various sites across the state. Additional high school signings to tell you about from the Central Georgia Sports Report. Jones County's Ben Ridley has signed with Fisk College for men's golf. And Georgia College and State University has signed Stratford's Khalil Green for the Bobcats men's basketball team. Georgia College's Carly Gutierrez, the Freshman of the Year in Peach Belt Conference softball, has been named to the All-Southeast Region second team by the National Fast Pitch Coaches Association. Gutierrez had 415 this past season and led the Bobcats with 14 home runs and had 64 runs batted in. She's the first GCSU softball player to receive all-region recognition in 5 years. It's a weekend in the Big Apple for the Braves, who will play the Mets tonight, tomorrow afternoon, and Sunday night on OSN. Scott McLeod with Lake Country Sports.